Hey, hey, hi, hi, it's Bill Wood, the jazz guy, on the voice of Vashon Island Community Radio and VOV-TV, Comcast Channel 21. Greetings once again from Vashon Island, where you can get thrown out of a bar on a Sunday morning for doing the same things you did Saturday night when everybody thought you were so cool.
You can order a beer, son, but I'm not going to serve it to you because this here is a church breakfast.
Whoa, a church. Hey, that's a very large pancake.
This is a church pancake, son. God likes them big.
Well, what's it all about anyway, Alfie? Some of us may never find out, although I've enrolled in Vashon College. Maybe that'll help. I see they have a course in wine tasting. Catch the clue in the intro, Mew Baby Blue. It's jazz on a first-name basis. The guys, all the music has titles with just one word in it. A couple with the same word twice, and that word is a guy's name. Just like last week, it was a girl's name. From Showboat, here's Bill. Paul Motion Band, Paul on drums, Chris Cheek and Tony Malaby on saxes, Steve Cardenas, Ben Monder, and Jacob Bro on guitars, and Jerome Harris on the bass. Bill, who's not the kind that you would find in a statue. I gotta tell you, though, the gender gap runs right through every enterprise, including this one. Songs with just a girl's first name in the title are not the same as songs with a guy's first name in the title, mostly because most of the songs were written by guys. So the songs about the girls are mostly just straightforward love songs. The ones about the guys, not so much. Bill is a love song to a guy, but it was written for a fictional female character to sing to her fictional guy in a musical. Alfie, our intro Mew from the movie of the same name, falls into roughly the same category. I'll tell you the truth, this guy music is pretty much all over the place. Here's a couple of things. Music written as an admiring portrait of a famous and gifted acquaintance. Woody Herman with Igor for Igor Stravinsky, and Jimmy Jones plays Orson. Duke Ellington's poignant tribute to Orson Welles.
Thank you.
At the top of the crop, Igor, by one of the leaner, meaner Herman Hurds from 1946. This one with only 10 guys in it, Sonny Berman and Shorty Rogers on trumpet, Woody on clarinet, Bill Harris on trombone, Flip Phillips on tenor, Red Norvo on vibes, Jimmy Rolls on piano, Billy Bauer on guitar, Chubby Jackson bass, and Don Lamond on the drums. And just now we heard a beautiful piano solo by Jimmy Jones on Duke Ellington's appreciation of Orson Welles. Duke himself pops up next with another of his tunes. This one, the first of two that take note of young family members, Duke Ellington piano, John Coltrane soprano sax, Aaron Bell bass, and Sam Woodyard drums are enthusing over Duke's nephew, Stevie. And then we'll hear Bud Powell's charming portrait of his then 3-year-old son, Earl Douglas John, which Bud called Borderick. Why? Ah, the mystery of Bud Powell continues. Thank you. Bud Powell with Paul Chambers bass and Art Taylor drums. Emily Remler and Jenny Scheinman are up next with a woman's slant on guy music. Emily Remler, the guitarist who left us at a preposterously young age, tells us of her affection for the volatile Antonio, while violinist Jenny Scheinman is not backward about displaying her musical crush on Albert.
Thank you.
top of the lot, Emily Remler, guitar, John Durth, trumpet, Eddie Gomez, bass, and Bob Moses, drums, played Antonio, and just now, Albert, Jenny Scheinman, violin, Bill Frizzell, guitar, Ron Miles, cornet, Doug Wesselman, clarinets, Rochelle Garnier, accordion, piano, and claviola, Tim Lunsell, bass, and Don Reeser on the drums.
You are listening to Jazz on the First Name Basis, The Guys, on the Jazz Guy and the Voice of Ash on Island Community Radio and VOV Comcast Channel 21. Hey, Bill, you know, I've had those big pancakes you were talking about. They serve them for breakfast at the Sportsman's. They are really good.
And they are huge. It's as big as an LP.
And just as groovy.
Thank you.
now we're in the deepest guy groove of all. Music written for a fellow jazz musician, often deceased. John Lewis wrote Django for Django Reinhardt, of course, and it was played there by Lalo Schifrin with the London Philharmonic. Lalo on piano with Ray Brown bass, Grady Tate drums, John Faddis trumpet, James Morrison trombone, and Paquito de Rivera on reeds. Now here are tributes to Lester Bowie, Woody Herman, and Jaco Pastorius. Lester, Woody, and Jaco.
Bye. Thank you.
Bob Mintzer, tenor, Mike Stern, guitar, Gil Goldstein, keyboards, Mark Egan, bass, and Steve Gadd, drums. Jacko, a memorial to bassist Jacko Pastorius, composed by Gil Goldstein. Top of the Crop, ditto by Matt Wilson for Lester Bowie, with Terrell Stafford doing the wonderful Bowie-like trumpet gymnastics. Matt was the drummer, Larry Goldings played the piano, and Dennis Irwin the bass. Lester, and in the middle of the pack, it was Woody Herman's good fortune that Leo Parker wrote his appreciation of Woody while he was still alive, and in fact at the peak of his powers in 1950. Leo Parker and his Mad Lads. Woody, Leo on baritone sax, James Robertson trumpet, Henry Durant tenor, Kenny Drew piano, Curly Russell bass, and Eddie Bourne on the drums. Thank you. Sometimes, I guess, a songwriter feels that the subject of his song needs double emphasis, perhaps because of the subject's hearing problem or simply inattentiveness, I don't know. But we just heard Reuben Reuben by the Bill Smith Quartet. Bill on clarinet, Jim Hall on guitar, Monty Budwig on bass, and Shelly Mann on the drums, followed by Yossel Yossel, the Yiddish equivalent of Joseph Joseph. That was Shelly Mann's date, so he gets to come back on drums, as does Monty Budwig on the bass. Shorty Rogers was the trumpet player, Teddy Edwards was on tenor, Victor Feldman piano, and Al Viola guitar. Going to close out this unexpectedly somber fire sale with Phil Wood's beautiful and touching soliloquy on the late Paul Desmond, entitled, you guessed it, Paul. You are listening to the Voice of Vashon Island Community Radio and VOV-TV Channel 21, and this is Bill Wood, the Jazz Guy. So long, thanks for listening, and stay cool, everybody.